And it's time for the Bay Area's favorite quiz show, Minds Over Matter, with host Dana Rodriguez, accompanied by cinema photographer Cameron Shaw and educator Lori Fisher.
It ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
And it's gotta be our moderator, Mr. Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Damien, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. I hope you are having a lovely Saturday morning. And we do hope you can spend part of that Saturday morning with us, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, what we are looking for is your participation. Very, very important. We love to hear from you. We really do. And we do hope you will give us calls and you can answer one of our questions, or you can give us one of your own personal questions. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, yes, we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. We encourage you to call as soon as possible, and we will get you on. We don't want to talk to you at the very end of the show when we don't have enough time to give you justice to your great questions. So again, 415-841-4134, or toll free, 866-798-8255. Also, I want to remind you that those of you who prefer not to call can email us, and that's perfectly okay. We prefer to call, we prefer to talk to you, but if you want to email us, that's fine. And that address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. And of course, you can hear us in live stream at kalw.org. And the podcast should be up in a reasonable amount of time after our show today, thanks to Damien. And that will also be at kalw.org and many other places, but start with that if you would prefer. All right. All that being said, we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Cameron Shaw recently learned the Japanese word sundoku. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Okay, I don't know. I don't speak Japanese.
All right. So just say yes.
Close enough.
Pronouncing it correctly.
Yes.
Meaning a person who buys more books than they can possibly read and is happy to finally have a word to describe herself other than nerd.
Yep.
Okay.
Well done.
All right. Well, now you get
join the club.
Two synonyms attached.
I'm updating my resume.
Your personality.
Yes.
All right. There you go.
All right. If it's possible to age 2 years in just 2 weeks, Lori Fisher accomplished just that. He and his wife just housed their two more than perfect grandkids, sans parents, for 14 days. And let's just say at least two of those people need naps. If he dozes off during the show, please nudge him.
Yeah, just give me a little push and I'll wake
up.
Will
do. Yep. Will do.
And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, doesn't know why they call it a summit when those two would be more at home in the opposite direction. Boy, that's
All right, that is us. And we end the question today with Cameron Shaw.
Okay, so you may be aware that in the past week or so, the New York Times released its list of the 100 best movies of the 21st century so far. I'm not going to make you guess how many were directed by women. I will say it is 11. What films on that list were directed by women?
The Hurt Locker.
The Hurt Locker is one of them. Yes. So that it came in at number 68.
These are all the year 2000 or later, correct?
Year 2000 or later. And the most recent was 2023. So probably a good question to leave out for the duration, but you know, you can each take a few guesses.
Oh, how about Greta Gerwig for Barbie. Oh,
Oh,
she
interesting.
not
Not for
nominated?
Barbie.
Oh, then
Well,
for
she.
Oh, how about then for Little Women?
Not for Little Women
How
either.
about Lady Bird?
That's
For
it.
Lady Bird. Yes, Lady Bird was number, where is it? 63.
Cam, tell us the name of the woman
So,
who directed Hurt Locker
oh,
again.
I'm sorry. Lady Bird was actually 39. I'm sorry. Catherine Bigelow directed The Hurt Locker, 2009.
Are any of the people on the list nominated more than once?
Well, this isn't nominations. These are
Oh, these are
just the.
on the list, I mean, but is anybody on the list?
Yeah.
Okay.
No women are on the list more than
Oh,
once.
that's what I meant.
There are
Okay.
plenty of men who had all their terrible movies nominated or put on this list, but
How about
I'm not bitter about it or anything.
not even a little?
How about Nomadland?
No. Oh, interesting guess. No, not Nomadland. I will say The Hurt Locker is the only one that won Best Picture. There were a few others nominated and a couple other Oscar winners, but it's the oh no, maybe only one other Oscar winner, but only one that won Best Picture.
Is there any Sofia Coppola on there?
Yes, so Lost in Translation. Oh, I don't know why I
Awesome.
just gave you the answer.
Well, that would have been
I
my
gave you
guess
the answer.
anyway, so.
Yeah, of course. So 2002, that was number 30. Good job.
But not Nomadland. That's not on there.
Not Nomadland. No.
Who directed that? I don't remember.
I
Well,
can't remember.
it's a Asian filmmaker. Well, what American,
Yeah.
I guess. Chloe
Chloe
Zhao.
Zhao. Yeah, thank
Wow,
you. I
thank
couldn't
you.
remember her
All
name
right.
either.
And
Okay.
Dana raised a point. Are they all A, films in English, and B, American?
No and no. So this
Okay.
is worldwide, although I will say the list skews heavily American in general. And there's a lot of, I think, personally, recency bias even in the last 25.
Is Jane Campion on that list?
She is not.
All right.
Hasn't made a ton of movies in the 21st century.
Dana, did Nora Ephron direct movies?
Not, I
Or
don't think she directed anything in the 20th century. 21st century, I should say. She?
I don't believe she did either. She might have produced a lot of things in the
Right.
21st
She
century.
wrote a lot. I thought she
Yes.
did. All right.
All right, leave it out.
Well,
Leave it
this is
out.
an
Give the
this.
question once more, if you would.
Okay. The New York Times recently released its list of the 100 best movies of the 21st century. There are 11 on the list directed by women. What are they? So far, we have The Hurt Locker by Catherine Bigelow in 2009, Lady Bird by Greta Gerwig in 2017, and Lost in Translation by Sofia Coppola in 2002. All
Okay.
right.
And Laura, you go ahead.
All right. Well, as follow up to our grandchild visit, this is a question about games. We sort of skirted around. It turned out to be too tough to play Monopoly, but we talked about Monopoly and I looked at the board. So these are some Monopoly questions. As you know, there are two properties on each corner, I mean each side of the square. The ones with colored properties in which there are, multiple properties. Only one of them are all three properties named for states in the United States, and two of them have none of the properties named for states, if that makes sense. Okay, they either have two properties or three, and one, all of the properties are United States, and in two of them, none of them are. So that's the first part of my question, and if you get them, I want you to tell me the color that is goes along with those on the Monopoly board.
All right, start that again. I think I missed
Yeah,
something on
a
that.
little
So the eight
confusing.
properties. So as you go around the board, you land on properties and you buy them up. So I'm
Right.
not looking for the railroads or the electric companies. These are the ones with
We
two.
understand the concept. It was
Okay.
the, yes.
And so I'm looking for ones because we were having fun saying, oh, these are named after states.
Right.
Only one set of properties has all three named after states, and two
Oh,
of
okay.
them have no states in their name.
So one color has all three states.
Right.
Got it.
And then two different colors have no states at all. So that's my
What
question.
states? So you want the states?
I want the states, and then if you get them, I'll want the color.
Well, Vermont and
Okay.
Connecticut,
Yeah,
remember,
right.
those are
But
states.
Oriental Avenue is part of that, so it doesn't count.
Oh, so that all has to be. Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, so
Okay. All
that's
right.
the trick.
Okay. There's Tennessee is in there, right?
No. That's also doesn't have all three. Well, it's a state, but it's
it is a state.
All right.
It is a state, but all three colors, all three are not named after states on that property.
The Kentucky, Indiana, and what's the, oh God.
Ooh, that,
You're on the verge of
Illinois.
Yes. And that,
that's good. The bell, good. Okay.
What color are those?
Red.
Red? Is it? Red? Okay, red.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
Kentucky,
sure.
I always think of as red. Yeah. All right.
Red states, well, okay. Not necessarily. Okay, bell for that one. Okay. That's very good. Okay, so the other two you're looking for have no state names in the properties.
Well, Park Avenue, is it Park Avenue and Boardwalk?
It is. And what color is that?
Dark blue?
Yes, very good.
Okay.
So bell, we have a bell today? The bell out?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're looking for one more property or set of properties in which none of them are named for states.
Well, the one with Marvin Gardens doesn't have any states, if I recall. Marvin Gardens and Atlantic. And what is that one? The Ventnor?
Yeah, but that's not a state.
So that one doesn't have any states. So
that one has two out of three are states. I'm looking for one that has no states. That's the only one.
No, that has no. Board. Yeah,
Marvin Gardens.
Marvin Gardens, Ventnor, and Atlantic have no states.
Wait a minute, I'm looking at my.
But are those all the same color?
Yeah, I think that's yellow or something. Yeah.
Ooh, maybe I missed one. Hold on a second. Give yourself. I'm trying to look at my picture of it here, and I don't.
No, I think it's legit.
You're bored.
I think it's legit.
Yeah. No, that is legit. That's another one with no states. Okay, so there is one. Give yourself a bell. There's one more. I missed one. That one has none.
Okay, well, I won't go any further.
And as a bonus, I'll just throw this in. What was the original, before it became Monopoly, what was the original name of the game and what year was the game invented?
Called the Landlord Game?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
It was called the Landlord Game. You know about the year?
33, 34?
Before that.
Is it? Okay, I know it was during the Depression. I thought it was during the Depression.
Yeah, how about 1930?
No, let's leave that out there too.
All right.
Okay, not close enough. So we're looking for one more set of properties in which none of the properties are named for states. We've gotten the red, the blue, and the yellow, so to speak. And then we're looking for the year the game was invented when it was called the Landlord Game.
Okay.
Nice work.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We'd love to hear from you. Please feel free to give us a call, 415-841-4134. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. All right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello? Nope. All right, next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller?
Hi, Rita in San Francisco.
Hi, Rita.
Hey, Rita.
Hi. I have a question about how land is used in different states. And what I'm looking for is the percentage of state land used by farms. So I wonder if you could tell me which two states 50% of the state land is used by farms.
Well, do you mean state land owned by the state or just state land in the state?
No, private land used privately by farms.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. This is just.
I'm sorry, about 50% is not the highest amount used in any state, is it? Because I imagine there are some states that have much higher amount.
That is correct. I am looking for the two states where it is 50%.
And just out of curiosity, where do they rank on the list? Are they like in the middle or high?
Well, I guess sort of in the middle.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. How about Nebraska?
No. Nebraska is a very heavily farmed state.
I think Kansas and Iowa. How about California?
Yeah. No, California comes in about 27%.
All right.
Lots of mountains and deserts.
Okay.
This doesn't seem to be a Utah question. That's usually the answer in the state question.
So are these fairly large states? Of sort of a reasonable amount of population and farming?
One in particular has some real cities in it.
How about something like Minnesota or Wisconsin?
Very good. Minnesota is one of them.
Nice. Okay.
And the other one is farther west.
Oh. Okay, how about Washington State?
No.
Oregon. Yeah, Oregon might be too.
We're getting close?
No, we're looking at the southwest.
Oh.
Oh. The southwest.
I wouldn't think New Mexico or Arizona.
I know.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right. It's one of those two.
Oh, okay. I'll go with New Mexico.
That's correct. So the two are Minnesota and New Mexico.
Wow. That's a surprise.
So is that including ranching space?
You know, I tried to look at what their definition of farm was, and I suspect it does include that because these are really high numbers for, in the case of New Mexico, a rather arid state. The
marijuana might be involved. I believe marijuana could be involved in New Mexico.
A significant amount, I'm not sure. Now, which state do you think has the smallest percentage of land used by farms?
I'll start with Alaska. How about Alaska?
It is Alaska. It's 0.2%. Just a tiny amount.
Great farming land. Yeah.
Yeah. And since Nebraska was mentioned earlier, it's actually number one at 90%.
That was a terrible guess. Okay, great.
Yeah. So there's some serious farming going on there.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one other fairly short question here. What's the longest scheduled nonstop airline route within the United States?
In time in the air or miles? Not that it matters. I guess it wouldn't matter.
The amount of time that it's going to take. The longest scheduled nonstop route within the U.S.
So is there a nonstop from New York to Honolulu?
No, but boy, are you close.
Okay. Help me out.
What about Boston?
When you say the United States, do you mean the continental United States or are you taking in Alaska and Hawaii?
I meant the United States. So Honolulu is included, and I believe I heard Boston to Honolulu.
Yeah. Is it Boston to Honolulu?
It sure is. And it generally takes about 11 hours and 15 minutes or more. And Hawaiian Airlines is actually going to end it in November. Oh, it's not enough business.
Wow.
So, anyways, thanks so much for a really wonderful show. Sure do enjoy it. And thanks for being here every week.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Good teamwork. We got a bell teamwork on that one, too.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Thank you very much. And as I said, you're listening to Minds Open Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Our panel today, that would be teacher and cinematographer Cameron Shaw, teacher Lori Fisher from Diablo Valley College. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. Your local public radio station who's going to need your support. So keep that in mind always. Yes.
Good plan.
None of this happens for free. So.
Well, some of it does.
Yeah,
well,
Lori and I are here for free.
Our part is free, but on the contrary, it's not free. But the station itself always needs your help. So thank you for those of you who are members. Okay, let me give you a couple of questions here. And I'd like you, at least in this first question, I'd like you to keep it to one guess, if you would, please.
Okay.
In what Marilyn Monroe starring film is she simply credited as the girl?
Gosh.
Okay. So, Cameron, this is going to either be at the beginning of her career or the end of her career.
Well, but if she was starring.
But they might have named the character the girl, right? So I'm going to guess, I think I'm wrong, but I'm going to guess The Misfits because I think it's a trick question.
Okay, that's
her last film, right? So The Misfits.
Yeah.
No, it's not The Misfits. Okay. It's not really a trick question.
Okay.
So are you saying her character was named The Girl? Or was she in the credits listed as...
She is not really referred to by a name. So the character is just kind of listed in the credits as The Girl.
Okay, so how about The 7-Year Itch?
That is correct.
Oh, good work.
Yes.
She's just a symbol.
The 7-Year Itch is just called The Girl.
Itch symbol, yeah.
Yes. She's Miss Dazzledent too, but yes, The Girl. All right, second Marilyn Monroe question. What is the only Marilyn Monroe film with a single word title?
Bus Stop's two words, right, Cameron?
Yeah, that's two words.
I can't believe so. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Let me go through them first. Oh, Niagara.
That is correct. Oh. Yes.
Okay, good.
All right, good. There we go. You got Marilyn Monroe questions. Okay. So I'm going to give you a list of the largest museums and largest and most popular museums in each state. I've just selected 8 states. And I'm going to give you the names of the museums, and I want you to tell me what the states are.
Okay.
So these are the largest museums in their respective U.S. states, and tell me what state they are. States. Number one, the Heard Museum, H-E-A-R-D, the Heard Museum. Number two, the High Museum of Art.
H-I-G-H?
Yeah. Number three, the Bishop Museum. Number four, the National World War II Museum. Number three, the Walters Art Museum.
Spelled W-A-L-T-E-R?
Yes, W-A-L-T-E-R-S. Walters Art Museum. Number six, the Durham Museum. That is not in Durham, North Carolina, just so you know. The Durham Museum, D-U-R-H-A-M. Number seven, the Shelburne Museum. Sorry, pronounce that right. And number eight, the Buffalo Bill Center of the West. Again, these are the largest and most popular museums in each of these their U.S. states. Number one, the Heard Museum. Number two, the High Museum of Art. Number three, the Bishop Museum. Number four, the National World War II Museum. Number five, the Walters Art Museum. Number six, the Durham Museum. Number seven, the Shelburne Museum. Number eight, the Buffalo Bill Center of the West.
Cameron, do you know any? I don't know any for sure. I have a guess or two.
I think I know two.
All right, well, give me one.
How many? Okay. I'm going to leave what I think is the low-hanging fruit out.
Not for me.
Okay. Is the Heard Museum in Phoenix?
The Heard Museum is in Phoenix, Arizona. Very good. Yes, okay. That is a museum of Indian art and culture, principally, or Native American art and culture.
Is the National World War II Museum in Hawaii?
It is not.
Oh. Cameron can have my actual guess then.
Well, that counts as an actual guess, I think. So okay. I'm not gonna take it.
You could have my correct guess.
Dana, do you want me to do that one?
Well, if you want to take Laurie's guess, go ahead.
Okay, I'll take Laurie's guess. That is in New Orleans, correct?
The World War II, yes. The National World War II Museum is in New Orleans, Louisiana. Very good.
How did it end up there? Any idea?
I don't know, but I suspect that politics had something to do with it.
And I'm going to guess the Buffalo Bill is not in New York. So
I think we all remember that the Japanese tried to invade New Orleans. So,
God.
A very popular moment. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, these I'm looking for the state in which the I give you a list of the largest museums in respective states, and you tell me the state. Ones we have left are the High Museum of Art, the Bishop Museum, the Walters Art Museum, the Durham Museum, the Shelburne Museum, and the Buffalo Bill Center of the West. And I'm gonna give you one more question. I have a list of the three. This is according to a Disneyland fan site, basically, that they monitor the interest in various attractions at Disneyland. So they came up with a list of the three least popular attractions at Disneyland.
Okay.
So what are they? Gosh. I should say that two are basically rides and one is kind of a walkthrough.
Two rides and a walkthrough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, Cameron, you might know more about current Disneyana.
So again, the three least popular attractions in terms of crowds, I suppose, at Disneyland. Now this is Disneyland, not Disney World. So you know.
Okay. How about the Davy Crockett Explorer canoes?
No.
Okay.
That sounded good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. The one that you have to power yourself.
Oh.
Maybe no one wants to do that.
God forbid people should actually put a little work into anything.
Okay.
All right. Lori?
You know, I don't know, which is now the ones I think of are all really popular because those are the ones I remember. So I'm going to give my guesses to the audience.
All right. I'll take that out and let's go to a call. This Damien shaking it at me. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
We had no idea you were looking.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hello.
You are.
Hi, this is Eileen. This is Eileen in San Jose. Can you hear me?
We can. We could probably hear you without a phone.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay, I have some comments and question about Monopoly.
Great.
The first of all, It's Park Place, not Park Avenue. Boardwalk and Park Place.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I missed that. Yeah, so give her a bath.
Yeah.
And the other one with no states is Mediterranean and Baltic.
Both excellent.
And as to the color, we were traveling recently in Oregon and stopped in a cafe and they were having a pub quiz, a trivia quiz, and they asked about which was the color brown, which property? And I said, there aren't any. And it turns out that sometime in the last 10, 20 years, they changed the color of Mediterranean and Baltic from that kind of deep purple to brown.
No kidding. Well, give her two bells for that. That's good because in my mind, it's purple. That's nice. And how about the year?
Me too.
Do you know what year it was invented?
I looked it up at the time I looked it up. I'm just thinking it had to be after my kids were young because it was purple when they were young. So I'm thinking last 10 to 20 years.
Okay, that's the color change. I'm looking for the year the game was invented, the whole game.
Oh, that I do not know. I'm thinking it was, I don't know, 30s?
Before that.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
Don't know that, yeah. And I'm a member of my two public radio stations, and we got to keep donating. I agree.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I assume that KLW is one of them, of the two.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Of course.
All right. Okay.
And
thank you.
And when I can't listen to your show, I podcast it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Good fan.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is it me?
It is you.
Good morning, beautiful people of Minds Over Matter. It's Ruth calling from Oakland.
Hey, Ruth.
In honor of my family that came here in the 1850s to San Francisco, I wanted to run some fun facts by you guys regarding the Golden Gate Bridge. Mm-hmm. How did the bridge get its name?
Well, we should know that.
Was it the name was taken from a poem or a song or something, wasn't it?
A lot of people think it has to do with the color of the bridge, but it actually named for the Golden Gate Strait that it spans.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, I think, okay.
Yeah, the connection between the ocean and the bay.
That's right. What's the actual name of the color?
International orange.
All right, you got it. Nice yes, work. That's yeah. correct. I don't know why they call it that, but it just sounds cool. And to me, the bridge always looks red. But anyway, why was this color chosen?
It has something to do with the way it reflects heat or light or the sun.
You're such a smarty pants. Yes, it was actually the color of the primer that they were using. And then they realized that that shade cut through the fog really well, and they went ahead and proceeded to paint it the color of the primer.
That's great.
I thought that was cool. And then, do you know what other colors were being proposed?
Ooh.
Hmm.
I know these red? Are obscure, but they're fun.
Well, one probably would have been gold, right?
You would think so. Apparently, the Navy proposed black and yellow stripes.
Wow.
which sounded dreadful, but they said it would be the best in terms of visibility.
Sounds like a giant caution sign.
Yeah. Yeah, they said it was going to look like a big bumblebee. I was like, oh, Lord. My last little fact is, how much do you suppose the bridge cost to construct?
To 1936, is that about the right date?
That's correct, yes.
35, 36.
I'll start with $5 million.
Yeah, more than that. That's
gotta be more than that.
Yeah, I'll say around 40 million.
You're super close. At the time, it cost $35 million, and nice. Adjusted for inflation now, it's over $600 million.
Hmm.
There's a great
anyway,
book called,
we love our Golden Gate Bridge.
Why is the Golden Gate Bridge orange? There's a great book by Art Peterson, who grew up here and was a buddy of mine, has lots of San Francisco trivia. So, available on Amazon, I'm sure.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you kindly, you guys. Love your show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your call.
Okay, bye-bye.
We have an email from Rita, and she says the World War II Museum is in New Orleans because that's where the landing craft for D-Day were made.
Oh,
interesting.
Nice. They were called Higgins boats. The museum started as a D-Day museum and has expanded to be a spectacular collection and exhibition. It's worth a trip to New Orleans by itself. Anyway, so thank you, Rita. Appreciate that. And we have some guesses here. Cynthia has the Buffalo Bill Museum is in Cody, Wyoming. That is correct. It is in Cody, Wyoming. Very good. And let's see. Chris was wondering if the Buffalo Bill Museum was in Colorado. No, it's not.
The Buffalo Bill gravesite, though, is in Colorado.
That's completely possible.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there is a museum, but it's not very big.
All right. And yes, Ellen and Emilio both know that the High Museum is in Atlanta, Georgia. So that is correct. All right. Thank you. And just to remind you, you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. The two numbers to be on air with us with a question or answer, 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's quickly repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. And Cameron, we'll start with you.
Okay. I am looking for the 11 films directed by female directors that are listed on the New York Times list of the 100 best movies of the 21st century. Mm-hmm. I will say, which I should have said earlier, one of them was co-directed with a man. I don't know if that's a hint or not, but yeah. So we already have Lost in Translation, The Hurt Locker, and Lady Bird. So I'm looking for 8 more.
Okay.
And my last Monopoly question is the year that Monopoly, which was then called the Landlord Game, was invented. And all the only hint so far, it's before the 1930s. So if you're going to guess before that, but you two should hold off on that. That's all I have out there.
Okay. And I have a list of the largest museums in various U.S. states. And I want you to tell me what states they are in. I'm trying to think which ones I have left here. The Bishop Museum, the Walters Art Museum, the Durham Museum, the Shelburne Museum, and that's it. So what states are those in? And I have a list of the least popular attractions at Disneyland. And these are, when I, attractions, there are, two of them are rides and one is a walkthrough. So tell me what those are. Remember, this is Disneyland, not Disney World or anything else.
Can I take one more guess on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. How about the boat that floats on the river? So Mark Twain steamboat?
No. Not the Mark Twain steamboat.
There's another boat that floats on the river, and I don't know what it's called. So, okay, cool. Okay.
All right. Anyone knows what that's called? And yes. All right. So let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
Hi, good morning. So I'm really happy that the philosophy talk is going to be talking about Hypatia of Alexandria. What a beautiful lady she was. From 370 AD to 415, where she was killed by Christian mob. Okay, so Hypatia of Alexandria, she had theory about the planets and the sun. What was her theory?
Well, you're never going to let those Christians live that down, are you?
No. It is really. I believe in all religion. I'm very, very. All religions are the same. They're all from one God. Okay, I'll give you the answer very quickly. She actually speculated that the planets go around the sun, not only around the sun, but also in elliptical orbit. In elliptical orbits, which is the theory of Galileo and Copernicus and the rest of them, 1,000 plus years after her death. And they claimed their own. The stuff was already known. What city is called the mind of Western civilization?
She's a smart lady.
Great lady. No, what city? What city is called the mind of Western Alexandria? Okay, so please, everybody, listen to us talk. Okay, a couple of very quick questions, very, very quick. All right. In the year 221 BC, that is awful long time ago, the... An Egyptian, forget his name, measured the circumference of Earth within 50 miles using the shadow of the sun. All right. Very. I have an answer to one of your callers about 2 weeks ago. I will give it in a second. But Nefertiti is a beautiful queen of Egypt. She always loved to bathe in the nude, but she always liked to listen to music. So she had 12 musicians play music while he was taking her bath in the nude. But this musician have to have a specific physical character. What was it? What was the physical character?
Were they blind?
Can you guess?
Were they blind?
Yes. Yes, they were blind.
Oh, good.
They were blind. What a very, very smart man. Okay, the last. A couple of weeks ago, one of your callers asked how much uranium transferred to heat to kill all of almost 200,000 people in Hiroshima alone, but if you count the one who died after the explosion. How much uranium? Okay, the answer will surprise you. 1/4 ounce or 0.7 grams of uranium transferred in this tremendous heat that killed near 200,000 people. And by the way, that people don't like to hear that. Hiroshima bomb is a toy, small, tiny toy compared to the hydrogen bombs we have today. Which is the bomb itself had 64 kilograms of uranium, enriched uranium 235. Only 1 kilogram fissioned, only one out of the 65, and 0.7 gram transferred into a heat. So please, everybody, pray for peace. We need peace because very, very, very scared. Not for myself, not very well, but for you all, my kids, your kids, and the rest of Earth. Always a great show, and I'm really happy. Please, everybody, listen to the philosophy show that coming after this show. It's beautiful to hear the history of Alexandria. And she died horrible death. She was stoned to death. Thank you again. Beautiful show. Please, everybody, KLAW. We need it more than ever. Thank you again. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. Yes, there's nothing like a stoning question to really wrap the show. And you know, that reminds me of something. I was going to say this at the top of the show, but then Eve called and ruined everything. No, then I forgot. So this is the beginning of our 33rd year, August. So
of Minds Over Matter.
Of
right?
Minds Over Matter.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
33 years ago, a great idea was born.
I remember it well.
Yeah. So anyway, wish us happy Minds Over Matter birthday.
That's great.
And we'll try to keep going for a while. So, okay.
Excellent.
And Lori, you know, I think it's your turn.
I think is it Cameron? It's not your turn? Okay.
Here's mine. Did she just do a question?
No.
I've only done one. It doesn't matter.
All right, go ahead, Cameron.
Go ahead, Cam.
My fault.
Okay. Okay, I have three related Apple questions to give you. Not Apple the brand, actual apples. Okay, so in the 90s, there was a bit of a collapse of the Apple industry, and they had to be bailed out by the government. What kind of apple is largely blamed for that collapse? Mm. What kind of apple was then engineered to make up for it? And what is the most produced kind of apple in the United States? Hmm. So there's a kind of apple that is because people did not like it. And then in response, the apple industry hired people to engineer a delicious apple, and it was released in, I believe, the 2010s at some point.
Wow. It's still new. And then, and which is the most consumed apple? Is that the other one?
Most produced, yes.
Most produced.
Most produced or most consumed? Yeah.
Most produced. So they're three different kinds. Currently the most produced.
So it goes into applesauce, apple juice. We eat them, okay.
May I ask, are you only talking about the United States?
I am talking about, let's say, North America, because I believe a lot of apples are grown in Canada.
Is the one that's blamed still available? Can I go to my local supermarket and get it?
You can, okay. Yeah.
So I'm going to blame the Red Delicious.
You are absolutely correct. Yes, right. The Red Delicious, the mushy one.
I blame it. I still
and it
blame
was,
it.
So it, because it was added to school lunches.
I thought it was Gala that was the most produced now. The biggest.
Gala is the most produced, but the one that was blamed for the collapse of the industry because it was put into school lunches and children learned that they didn't like apples because of the Red Delicious being kind of mushy. Yeah. Anyway, so we have two of the answers. The Red Delicious and the Gala is currently the most produced apple in North America. And so now I'm looking for the magical apple that was engineered to save the industry.
In the 2010s, so it's pretty recent. So it was not around in my childhood.
Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. So it's, okay. Was there a particular reason why this apple was contributed to the decline of the industry?
So we got the one that was attributed to the decline of the industry. It was the Red Delicious.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
We need the new one.
We need the new one. And it's mostly grown in Washington State, if that's helpful at all.
Okay. Honeycrisp?
No, but you're not far on the name.
Granny Smith?
Nope.
That sounds like Honeycrisp.
Doesn't sound like anything like it.
Something with honey and something with crisp.
All right. Leave it out.
Yeah. Okay. One of our callers might know.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
That's me. Hey, Are we done with the New Orleans? What was his first name? He's Mr. Higgins, who did the flatboat. I mean, it's funny that you mention why New Orleans. Oh. You look into that. He became extremely wealthy. What's his first name?
Higgins.
It was the flatboat that allowed the troops to basically think of the invasion of Normandy, saving Private Ryan.
Henry.
Yeah, I was going to say Henry, too. That's a character in a storybook.
Now, you look up, it's Andrew, no big deal, Andrew Higgins, saving Ryan's privates. I mean, you know, Private Ryan. From that flatboat. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, next question. Oh, the Monopoly. Who invented the game of Monopoly?
Well, the original inventor, the woman, is that who you mean?
What, yes, yes. And it was stolen from her.
Elizabeth Maggie or Maggle, something like
Elizabeth,
that.
Elizabeth, you're pretty close. Say it again.
I think it's Maggie, M-A-G-I.
McGee.
Yeah, okay, McGee. Yeah.
And why did she invent it?
It was an anti-capitalism game, and it was one.
Yeah, well, you're right. It was to educate people about the theory of what man?
Of what man? Oh.
I think somebody like Rockefeller or Carnegie.
No. It was a person who had a different concept of economics. In other words, she saw the problem of, like, communism and stuff. She saw the problem is private ownership of land. That
so
people
Marx?
Should.
Marx?
No. She was this person was anti-communist, but also kind of like not pro-socialist. People still can't wrap their mind about this guy. Henry George, ever heard of him? Georgism? So it's kind of a concept. They actually do use it in, like, Alaska and in Hong Kong. You can't own the land. You can own the improvements you put on the land, but you rent the land. It's an interesting concept, land value rent. No
who
taxation.
Who owns it? Who do they rent
Everybody.
It from?
Everybody. We okay. Americans all own this property. Anyway, so it's called land value tax. It's not real. You pay no. There's no tax. There's no income tax. Rather, the government's revenue is renting the value of the land. It's an very interesting concept. But here's a question. Okay, so you know the other day, or the man who died, from Apollo 13.
Oh,
Jim Lovell.
Yeah.
Yes. And now when he came down, the amazing thing is it's like manipulating that whatever he needed to manipulate to get to Earth. What Girl Scout cookie did he land his land on Earth? What Girl Scout cookies did he land next to?
What Girl Scout cookie did he land next to?
On the moon?
Right.
He didn't land on the moon.
When he was returning, you think that's pretty amazing because he had, you know, as far as because they have all the math and everything, and suddenly he's got from this where they were in the lunar module, he's got to manipulate, and he's got, you know, the Earth looks pretty small when you're approaching from outer space, and yet he landed it splashdown. You know, they call it, that's what they call it, splashdown. What Girl Scout cookies did he splash down next to?
So it was in the module with him.
Say that again?
No. I think we're getting too far afield here.
Okay.
I know you're trying to make a point here. What's the answer to the question?
The American Samoas. You know, you get the Samoas. You get it?
Yeah, we get it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Okay, let me go through some emails here, if possible. Tim is wondering if the engineered replacement apple, did we cover this, was the Honeycrisp?
You guessed Honeycrisp. It is not the Honeycrisp, but the name is very close. So keep thinking about crisps.
Okay, and the that was Tim, and then Chris was wondering if Chris was saying that the Red Delicious is the one that was blamed.
Yes, absolutely, Chris.
Okay. Robin says the Bishop Museum. Did we cover this already? Bishop Museum is in Honolulu, which it is. Thank you.
Oh, I don't think anyone got that yet.
We didn't get that one.
All right. Donald also got Bishop Museum. Thank you. Carlton says, thank you. Congratulations on the start of your 33rd year. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's nice.
Thank you.
That's not my age, unfortunately. It's the show. Ellen says the Waters Museum is in Baltimore. That is correct. Baltimore, Maryland.
Nice.
Good job. Let's see. Peter says the Golden Gate name, John C. Fremont is the one that named the Golden Gate in 1846.
Oh.
So I don't know how much bearing that had on the name of the bridge.
Well, it was part of the Gold Rush. It was kind of announcing the Gold Rush.
Right.
That makes sense.
Right.
Like the right time.
And Chris is wondering if Treasure Island was the one of the least popular attractions. No. Do they have Treasure Island anymore? Maybe.
No, I think it's called Tom Sawyer Island.
Okay. It's been so long since I've been to Disneyland. Anyway, okay. So much for that. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
So, hi, it's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. And do you know what the Golden Gate's named after? I think this came up before.
Well, didn't we have the answer that, you know, it's named after the strait that connects the ocean to the bay?
Well, no. I mean, but the name Golden Gate for the strait itself, Fremont came up with that.
Hmm. Now, what do you have?
Well, he named it Chrysopolis, which means Golden Gate in Greek, which was named after the harbor of Byzantium, the Golden Horn in Turkey, because he thought it was similar.
We're
looking.
Stuff.
Okay, great. The Cosmic Crisp, is that the apple?
Yes, good job. The Cosmic Crisp, sent to save the apple industry. They're okay. I don't know.
Great name.
Yeah, they're edible. Let's see. And then Cameron's is Past Lives one of the movies directed by a woman?
Yes, thank you. Past Lives.
Yeah.
Celine's
powerful
Celine
movie.
Song in 2023, number 86. It is a good movie, starring a Northwestern graduate. Go Cats.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. And then Barbie. Would Barbie be another one?
Barbie is not on there, which is a bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, interesting. I thought I remember it being on there. Okay. And I just read this and it's not in. Well, let's see. Who's, do you know, the only person to appear on the original Hollywood Squares first as a contestant and then as a celebrity?
That's a good question.
Were they already famous when they were a contestant?
No.
Okay.
Huh.
So, yeah, what did they become famous for, principally?
Well, they became famous for sports. Initially, and now is infamous for something else, which would probably give it away.
O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So he was a contestant, then he was a panelist, and then he
Yeah, he was a contestant, I think, his when he was at USC, before he got super famous.
Yeah, and then super famous.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. Anyway, sorry, it's kind of an eat level of a downer of a question. But anyway, take care.
Ram sunshine colors.
Yeah. Bye.
Indeed,
thanks.
Last
great.
20 minutes. Bring us down.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is it me?
It is you.
This is Art in San Francisco. Hi.
Hi, Art.
I got a couple answers, I think. Is Everything Everywhere All at Once one of the woman-directed movies?
It is not. It was directed by two men. But
oh, shoot.
That's okay.
Okay, on Disneyland, is the walkthrough either the Sleeping Beauty Castle or the Swift Family Treehouse?
Ah, very good. Yes, the Sleeping Beauty's Castle walkthrough.
Yeah, I did that once with my kids about in the 50s when it first opened. I was there the first year it opened, but yeah. So
good job.
I did that with my nephews in April when I went. And
it's pretty dull. Yeah, I can see why it's hard to find, too.
Yeah,
I think they tore down the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse. That was a great
walkthrough. Oh no, it's still there. It is still there, and it's very popular. So
I love that place. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
And as a unpopular ride, how about Small World?
No, not
Small World. Well, anyway. No.
You know, it's something kind of akin to that, but it's not Small World.
Not the boat ride. Not the Fairyland boat ride.
It's not the Fairyland boat ride.
Casey Jr.? No.
Storybook Canal?
Storybook. None of those?
No. They may have changed the name of some of these, but...
okay. But yeah. One other comment. I wanted to point out that the Islamic Art Museum is also in Honolulu, and it's really good. It's a private museum, well worth seeing, along with the Bishop Museum. They're both great.
Cool.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And we got one more call? No, that's it? Okay. Time to clean up here.
I have a guess for Cameron.
Okay.
On the women directors, is A League of Their Own, was that in the 21st century?
That's not the 21st century.
Definitely the 90s, but good. Yeah. Great movie. Yeah.
Another Penny Marshall? I can't think of any others.
No, not another Penny Marshall.
Yeah, okay. I'm done.
Let me just check email here for 1 second and see about if we're missing anything here. Okay. All right. Time to clean up. Cameron, let's start with you. What do you got?
Okay. The missing movies that were directed by women on the New York Times 100 best movies of the 21st century thus far. Fish Tank by Andrea Arnold, The Gleaners and I by Agnes Varda, After Sun by Charlotte Wells. Little Miss Sunshine is the one that was directed by a man, Jonathan Dayton and Valerie Faris. Tony Erdman by Maren Ade, Portrait of a Lady on Fire by Celine Sciamma, whose name I can't pronounce, and Anatomy of a Fall by Justine Triet. So, thanks for guessing, everybody.
I only have one question left, and it is the year that the original Monopoly was invented by, called the Landlord Game. That was 1904. It did become Monopoly in 1935, but its original thing was 1904, so way before the Depression, which was interesting. That's all I have.
The Durham Museum is in Omaha, Nebraska, and the Shelburne Museum is in Burlington, Vermont. The three least popular attractions at Disneyland, as the aforementioned Sleeping Beauty's Castle walkthrough, the Autotopia, which is the they refer to as the gas-guzzling cars and fumes that apparently bother people, and the Finding Nemo submarine voyages.
Okay, I waited in line for both of those rides in April, so I dispute this. But okay.
Well, the complaint was that they were too slow.
Oh, they are slow.
Not
yes.
the line. The
anyway, line. No. So if we didn't get your call, I do apologize. Please remember the Minds Over Matter is here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Thanks to our panel today. That would be teacher and cinematographer Cameron Shaw and teacher at Diablo Valley College, Lori Fisher. Thanks to Damian D. Minor for handling the board and phones. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week, and please join us next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Damian.